Morning, audio boosters. Paul Ema here. This is February day 14, and yes, I'm quite aware that I've not done some of the other ones, but I just listened to Phil Sorrell's Daylight Gambler's audio boo for today about where, if money was no object, would you like to go in the world? And I just thought, while it's fresh in my head, I can answer this one straight away. It's a little bit similar to Phil's, strangely enough. First of all, we'd go to New Zealand, just like Phil. We have my wife, one of my wife's closest friends, emigrated to New Zealand, gosh, it must be 15 years ago now. No, maybe less than that. Well, anyway, and we would just love to go. Obviously, it's not exactly realistic, the Lord of the Rings, but look at that. Look at the images. Look at that. Look at that country. What a fantastic place. And we'd like to catch up with our friends out there. Then we've always said that we'd want to go to Patagonia. We did Peru and the Andes many years ago for our honeymoon. That's the last time we sort of had the money to be able to go on a holiday like that. And we said the next one we'd go to was Patagonia. I would love also to go to Alaska, or Iceland. I'll say or, and money's no object, so I can do all of these things. And somewhere very far north, where you're never guaranteed, but you've got a great chance of seeing the Northern Lights. Simple as that. Try and keep it as cold as possible as well. You see Patagonia, Alaska, Iceland, Norway, some far north reaches of Scandinavia. Those sort of places. And Canada, would love to visit Canada as well. We'll go through Canada on the way to Alaska, I think. As money is no object, of course, I wouldn't need the job. So time is not an object either. And I think one of the key things about going to see places is travelling. So what I wouldn't do would be fly into somewhere and then fly out. Now, obviously, getting to New Zealand is not going to be possible to just go on a boat there with any sort of length of time. But I'm talking about, like, going. You'd fly to Canada, and then take your time to travel round, and perhaps travel round all the way, rather than, right, go to Canada, go to a place in Canada, fly into somewhere else, fly into somewhere else, fly into somewhere else. That you miss out when you travel. You want to travel properly and take your time. So that would be the final point I'd want to make. Anyway, I should probably look to see what I've missed, but I'm incredibly busy, so I'm not going to. I'll try and catch up with the others at some point. Have a great day. Bye.